News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik Ritsin Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Senior commanders of the Indian and Chinese military held sixth round of talks on September 21, where they had a candid and in-depth exchanges of views on stabilizing the situation along the line of actual control in eastern Ladakh, said a joint statement issued by the two sides on Tuesday. The statement, however, made no mention of disengagement on the ground or status quo ante, while agreeing to earnestly implement the consensus reached by the leaders of the two countries, strengthen communication on the ground, and avoid misunderstandings and misjudgments. The two sides also resolved to stop sending more troops to the front line, refrain from unilaterally changing the situation on the ground, and avoid taking any actions that may complicate the environment. The statement said the two sides have agreed to take practical measures to properly solve problems on the ground and jointly safeguard peace and tranquility in the border areas. It said both sides also resolved to hold the seventh round of military commander talks as soon as possible. Government sources said the marathon talks between the two armies focused on ways to defuse rising tensions along the treacherous and high-altitude friction points in eastern Ladakh, in line with their recent agreement and considering the approaching harsh winter. The sources said the Chinese side insisted during the 14-hour-long meeting on withdrawal of Indian troops from the strategic heights around the southern bank of Pangong Lake, but the Indian delegation clearly conveyed that China's People's Liberation Army first vacate the areas from Finger 4 to Finger 8. The mountain spurs in the area are referred to as fingers. A common assessment that emerged at the meeting was there should not be any further escalation in tensions, as the situation had deteriorated in the Chushul sector following three incidents of shots being fired in the air by the Chinese troops in the last 3 weeks, the sources said. The focus was to diffuse tensions, a source said. The Indian side conveyed its position as the two delegations extensively deliberated on implementing the five-point agreement reached between India and China on September 10 to ease the border standoff that began in early May. It is learnt that the Indian delegation also insisted on a time-bound implementation of the agreement finalized during the extensive talks between External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Moscow on the sidelines of a Shanghai Cooperation Organization meet. The sources said the agenda for the Monday talks was to chart a specific timeline for implementation of the five-point agreement. Facebook India has challenged before the Supreme Court the authority of Delhi Legislative Assembly's panel in summoning its officials in connection with the Delhi riots. Facebook India, through its Vice President and Managing Director Ajit Mohan, filed a petition in the top court on Tuesday for quashing the two summons and warnings issued to the social networking platform. The petition, filed through advocate Mayank Pandey, said that the Delhi Assembly Peace and Harmony Committee, which is looking into the role of several factors in the Northeast Delhi riots, has no constitutional powers to either summon Facebook or examine issues that fall in the exclusive domain of the centre. The committee lacks the power to summon or hold petitioners in breach of its privileges for failing to appear, since such powers do not extend to compelling non-members when the non-member has not impeded or obstructed legislative functioning, said the plea. It added that because Mohan has done nothing to impede or obstruct the legislative functioning of the Delhi Assembly, even by not appearing, the committee has no authority to compel his testify or hold him in breach of privileges. The petition further said that when the Delhi Assembly cannot exercise powers with respect to issues relating to public order, police and communication, because they are exclusively in the domain of the central government, a committee of the same assembly cannot go into the same. The petition, as an urgent measure, has requested the top court to stay the operation of the two summons and restrain the committee from issuing any further summons or take any coercive measure. The matter will be heard on Wednesday by a bench led by Justice Sanjay K. Kaul. Senior advocates Harish Salve and Mukul Rohatgi are expected to represent Facebook and Mohan respectively. Chinese President Xi Jinping says his country will aim to stop adding to the global warming problem by 2060. Xi's announcement during a speech on Tuesday to the UN General Assembly is a significant step for the world's biggest emitter of greenhouse gases. Calling for a green revolution, she said the pandemic had shown the need to preserve the environment. Humankind can no longer afford to ignore the repeated warnings of nature, he said, citing the Paris Agreement that he and former US President Barack Obama helped forge in 2015. She said his country would raise its emissions reduction targets with vigorous policies and measures. We aim to have CO2 emissions peak before 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality before 2060, he said. The term carbon neutrality means releasing no additional CO2 into the atmosphere, though technically it allows countries to keep emitting if they ensure that an equal amount is captured again in some form. The announcement was cheered by climate campaigners. Greenpeace Executive Director Jennifer Morgan called it an important signal that showed climate change is top of agenda for China. A big shift for curbing emissions and a significant step forward in international cooperation, UN Climate Chief Patricia Espinosa said. The goal will be a challenge for China, which relies heavily for its electricity on coal, one of the most carbon-intensive fossil fuels. China released the equivalent of 10 billion tons of carbon dioxide or CO2 into the atmosphere in 2018, according to the Global Carbon Project that tracks emissions worldwide. That was almost twice as much as the United States and three times as much as the European Union. And Sanju Samson's effortless six-hitting exhibition along with Jofra Archer's magnificent all-round show formed the cornerstone of Rajasthan Royals' comfortable 16-run victory over Chennai Super Kings in an IPL match on Tuesday. Rated as the weakest among eight teams, Royals without a Ben Stokes or a Joss Butler in their playing 11 did most things right under skipper Steve Smith. On a placid Sharjah track, Royals amassed 216 for 7, largely due to Samson's 74 of 32 balls that had 9 maximums apart from a solitary boundary. He found an able ally in skipper Steve Smith, who opened in T20 cricket for the first time in his career and scored 69 of 47 balls without much fuss while making a comeback to competitive cricket after a concussion break. But it was Archer's 4 sixes of Lungi and Giri in the final over that tilted the scales decisively, with 30 runs coming off it. Even going by the easy nature of the track, scoreboard pressure was always there, and CSK still managed 200 for 6, with Archer 1 for 26 of 4 overs, swinging it in favour of Royals with a decisive 19th over. Rahul Tevatiya, 3 for 37 in 4 overs, also needs to be credited for his wickets at the top of the order. It was always a catch-up game for CSK, and one imagined that their skipper Mahendra Singh Dhoni would at least try and come up the order, but he came at number 7 when the match was as good as over. The night belonged to Samson, a man rated for his talent but criticised for his lack of consistency. He always has one or two incredible IPL days every year. Tuesday was one such day when he was at his brilliant best. Piyush Chawla, after a dream start to his IPL career, was hit for 3 sixes in one over by Samson, all clean hits that landed several rows behind. His skipper also joined the six-hitting competition, hitting 4 himself, adding 121 for the second wicket in just 9.2 overs. What stood out was the minimum effort he used in lofting the straight sixes, as the bat looked like a mere extension of his hands. Chawla, 1 for 55, and Ravindra Jadeja, 0 for 40 in 4 overs, were targeted, keeping short boundaries in mind, and 95 runs came off those 8 overs from slow bowlers. Just when it looked that a century was there for the taking, Samson was holed out a deep extra cover trying to hit Ngidi for a 6. Once Smith was out in the 18th over, a total of 200 that looked so imminent after the first 10 started looking distant, till Archer decided to use his bat like a sword and scythed through a hapless Ngidi, who lost his nerve and length simultaneously. 4 sixes and 30 runs finally proved to be decisive. CSK did try at one stage with Faf du Plessis, 72 of 37 balls, launching into Jayadev Unadkar, 0 for 44 in 4 overs, final over hitting him for 3 sixes and 7 in all. However, Archer bowled a lethal short ball that grew big on du Plessis to close the match, with Dhoni's 29 of 17 balls, 3 sixes in the final over, were in a lost cause. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.